see the composition of the search committee, which includes, as President Eikenberry has said, three trustees, eight faculty members, five from the two larger campuses. Three from each of the larger campuses and two from Springfield, and one student from each campus to be selected from among the student government groups in consultation with the student trustees. One representative from the University of Illinois Alumni Association, one representative from the University of Illinois Foundation, one individual representing the academic professional staff of the university, one individual representing the civil service staff of the university.
And one administrative officer,
thank you, to be selected in consultation with the board, the president, and the chancellors.
Okay, I appreciate that. Is there any further discussion among the trustees? Could I ask for a motion to accept that framework?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Over the next few weeks, we'll try to populate that committee, and we'll be providing you all with a constant update on that process as well. I think the next action for the board is to look in the potential of retaining a search firm to help us conduct a nationwide search, and I might ask Pam to help lead that discussion. Would you do that?
I'd be happy to. We have three search firms who are with us this morning, and they will make presentations. Michelle has suggested that I will draw a name out of a hat, and that'll tell us who's going to come first. Having driven down yesterday listening live to what was happening in Copenhagen, I do not want to in any way replicate what was going on with the drama of the Olympic vote. So we're just going to really simply do this and not have all of that going on.
I think Chicago's odds would have been better with that.
Just to let the fellow members of the board know here, what we have done, shall I do that before we bring them in? What we've done to get the three firms here is Chris asked me to begin the process of looking at search firms, and I would like to thank Michelle for her outstanding work, as always, and constantly being available and providing her insight, and also Stan Eikenberry, who's very knowledgeable in this arena, for his help, and then, of course, Chris always. We worked from a list of firms who already have had contractual relationships with the university. That gave us a very good list, so I don't think that we need to worry that by doing that we have lost out any opportunities. So it's a very, very well-credentialed firms that we're going to hear from this morning. I've asked each of them to limit their presentations to 10 minutes each and give us 5 to 10 minutes for questions. So I would encourage all of you to ask questions. Don't leave that entirely up to me by any means. My experience in searches has been as an executive with ComEd and Exelon. I was involved in CEO transition there and also had executive searches done for people who worked for me. And then at the CEO level, my experience has been with the corporate boards that I've served on, where I am on compensation committees of several of those boards and have been involved in four CEO searches there, which has put me into contact with very fine search firms and the process of executive search, and then a number of searches for the high-ranking person at some of the not-for-profits that I've been involved in. Executive search is a field unto itself. There are many search firms out there. There are specialized search firms. There are broad search firms. You're going to see something of each in the three firms we have with us this morning. Of course, I'll thank them when they come in individually. They really have been extremely responsive to us in coming here, and obviously it is a Saturday, so I know a lot of schedules had to be changed for that. This is the most important work that we can undertake, and so having a search firm that is not only well-credentialed, experienced, has the breadth of what we're looking for, but that we feel that is the right chemistry is very important, because this will be a very close working relationship that we'll have. So take notes and ask your questions, and it's our goal to pick one of these firms today so that we can move forward as rapidly as possible.
So I understand that three firms will come in individually.
That's the plan.
And then we'll discuss their...
We'll ask them to wait, and we'll discuss, and I hope that we can pick one.
Okay, that's great.
Without the drama of yesterday. Oh, it's even in a sealed envelope, Lord.
In the winner is
we'll ask Isaacson Miller to come in first. And I know the trustees have in your books a tab for each of the firms, and this is the written material we have from them in advance. So, yeah, we'll get the second one chosen too. The Hollins Group will be the second firm.
You want to use the podium there?
We'll see what
they
can do.
Okay. Oh, for them to use the podium?
We usually have them.
No, they
can. I think it would be better if they were in front.
Yeah, we can move down there.
We bring another chair in, and then they can sit at the front.
That's fine.
Should I go there for myself? Okay.
Tailgating? What is that's a fair question.
Representing the firm of Isaacson Miller, and thank you so much for coming in today. I said earlier you were not able to hear it, but we're very appreciative to you and the firm for your responsiveness and for clearing your schedule to be here today. We'd like to give you 10 minutes for a presentation, and we'll let you go through the credentials, anything you have to say in your presentation, and then open it up for questions.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Good. I want to thank you very much for inviting me here today. I'm particularly pleased to be here. The University of Illinois has played a major role in my career because my dissertation advisor and later co-author and early career mentor has his doctorate degree from University of Illinois in political science, and he and I worked together over many years. And he spoke highly in everything he said of the University of Illinois. I also want to commend the board for moving so rapidly to begin this search. While presidential searches do go on throughout the year, there's clearly a prime season. And that prime season is just beginning now. At present, there are a few other competitor institutions that are seeking presidents that have started their search. University of Virginia is one. Texas A&M University is another. North Carolina State University just placed their ad in the last week. I think it's very important that you get into this quite early so that the top candidates that might be considering positions this year are aware of your search and you will be competitive to attract them. In fact, I feel that of the institutions that we know of now that are looking, you're probably the top institution and you will be extremely competitive. The University of Illinois is relatively unique with its three campuses operating as a single institution. Being able to provide the diversity of education and the synergy of the missions of the three campuses bolsters your position not just as a statewide flagship, but really as a national institution and a national flagship. I have no doubts that you will be able to attract the top people that are looking for a presidency this year. Having a strong presidency here makes you very attractive to those candidates, and it enhances your strength as an institution. Isaacson Miller is a mid-sized search firm, national, does work on a national basis, and we work only with mission-based organizations. Effectively, that means 99%+ of our clients are not-for-profits. We do about 175 searches a year. Approximately half of them, a little bit more than half, are in higher education. And one of our hallmarks, since we were founded in 1982, is the attention that we pay to diversity. In every search, Isaacson Miller seeks to identify a diverse pool of candidates. In the course of almost three decades, we've established an extensive network of contacts who recognize that our commitment to diversity is genuine and our track record is unparalleled. And we call and we build upon this network in every search we do. Since we were founded, 41% of our placements have been women, and 24% have been individuals of color. My own placement record includes 39% of my placement being women and 17% being individuals of color. Our own staff is diverse. 10 of our 21 partners are women and 3 of our 21 partners are individuals of color. And that diversity spreads throughout the entire organization. My own background is in higher education. Most of my career has been in higher education. Prior to going into search, I started as a tenure track faculty member and I spent approximately two decades at that institution, the last 9 of which were as Dean of Arts and Sciences. And it was a land grant, research extensive university. I then moved to an urban research university where I served as Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs and Provost. And I feel that this background in higher education gives me an inside ability to understand the needs of research institutions. I then moved to the American Council on Education and had the good fortune to work with Stan Eikenberry as his senior vice president. As you probably know, it's a membership association of 1,600 colleges and universities. That represents a unified voice for the key issues in higher education. While there, I oversaw all of the programmatic units, including those that identified and developed women and individuals from underrepresented groups to be senior university administrators. It's actually quite a coincidence today that I'm here and Stan is here. He called the firm, he called John Isaacson, based on the reputation of the firm, asking if John would send somebody out to work, to consider working with you on this search. And John Isaacson called me because of my background in state institutions of higher education.